We see, we are in the seasons where people are wondering. Like one of my son told me yesterday when I was telling him the title of this month, he said, "Mama, I don't know where we dey hear." Even before Jesus come, we don't dey hear say we dey end times. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are things actually that looks as if it lingers on. That looks as if it's not, we are not able to comprehend it. That looks as if, is it true? We want to go into the world to be able to understand. So that we will have a right standing with God. Because the Bible tells us that you are standing, be careful so that you don't fall. The Bible tells us that we should watch and pray so that we don't enter into temptation. And watching is through observing. Watching is through looking, through controlling, through able to comprehend what is happening. The Bible tells us of the children of Issachar, it said they understand the time. So because they have understanding of the time, they are able to tell the Israelites what they ought to do. So as a prophet, as a leader, we have to learn how to know how to blow the trumpet. To understand the things that are happening around us. And to talk to the people, to tell the people, so that we can comprehend that we don't fail. Remember the book of Genesis told us about Noah. God said to Noah, he said, "Build me an ark," in the book of Genesis chapter 6. He said, "Build me an ark so that what? I can save the people and then tell them that I want to destroy the world." One thing we should know, that before destruction comes, sin and reproach has taken over the city. It is until things are totally kaput and re-kaput and unbearable. Unbearable to God. That is when God intervenes. Man will be enjoying the sin. Man will be saying that it doesn't matter. Man will be saying it's a lie. But when the sin has gotten to the ear of God, God will walk. He moves. We all know that this is not the first earth, that there was an earth before this one. It was trouble that brought the destruction of that earth. That is why the Bible said that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. He didn't say that there was no earth. He said the earth was there, but it was without form and void. What made it to become without form and void? What created the emptiness? What created the trouble? This earth will always remain. He might create a new one as he said he will, because he created a new earth. Though the earth was there. From what was there, he brought out a new earth. That is the same promise he gave to us. From what is there, he will bring again. In the book of Matthew 16:3, which is the Bible verse for this month. Jesus was talking to the people around him, talking to the disciples, talking to the Pharisees, who were asking him questions about the end times. He said, "Look at you. You know the Bible so much. You know the system so much. You know science so much that you are able to discern if it is going to rain or it's not going to rain, and yet you don't understand the times." He asked a young ruler who came to him to ask him question, "What shall I do before me to get the kingdom of heaven?" And then he said to that one, he said, "Be born again." That one said, "What is the meaning of being born again? Will I enter into my mother's womb?" And then he said, "And you are a Pharisee, you are a teacher, and yet you don't know the simple things." That is why the times, understanding the times, is not to ordinary men. It takes a requiring, how do I call it? An inquiring into the things of God before the times can be understood. It takes even the scientists to dig deep before they can understand what is happening. At most times they are even confused. He took those astrologers to be consistent in their business, to be consistent in watching the stars, for them to know that there is another star that just came up. It has a special meaning. And they needed to search the books to find the meaning of that star. And they observed that that star was a star with movement. That star was not stagnant. It was different. But it took consistency of watching, of observation,
of paying attention. No wonder the Bible said to you and I, it said, my son, according to the book of Proverbs, pay attention to my words. We cannot understand the times when we don't pay attention to the one that owns us and owns the heaven and the earth. Confusion is everywhere. God forbid that we will become those who assume and say it is a lie just because we have been hearing it for a very long time. It could be now, it might not be, but if let's assume it's now, where is your place? There is no time that prophecy is given. Even when you say you will have a child, you will get pregnant and take 9 months before the child comes out. The child does not come out the very day that the prophecy is given, or the very day you got pregnant. He took a time for it to develop before you have your testimony in your hand. Why will we now start thinking that it will not take time? He said, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, you are able to know it. For the sky is red and lowering. Oh, ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? It is expected of false Christians to be able to discern when things are happening that are strange, when things are happening that has not happened before, when things are happening that have the similitude of what has happened before. Coronavirus, they say we had it 100 years ago. Then we have to study, go into it. How did it happen? How did they survive it? What can I do? Does it have anything to do with Bible prophecies? You don't just see that. That is why the world, the system are making it, and those in the church, they are lagging behind. We have turned ourselves to lazy people. We don't want to struggle. We don't want to search. We don't want to do any research into something. Amen. Even when the Bible said in the book of Genesis 3:15, when Adam and Eve, they committed sin, the Lord God said unto them, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and thy seed, and he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his seed. Tell me, if you read this word, will you be able to see Jesus here without somebody interpreting to you? No, let's be sincere. Because he was talking to Adam and Eve. And the prophets and researchers said this was referring to Jesus. Can you with ordinary reading see Jesus inside here? It takes people who are deep in the prophetic, who are deep in the revelation, who have their ears open to discernment. They are able to understand it. That is why we can rely on doctors. Because they did research. Doctors rely on the pharmaceutical people. Those who have joined the medicine and joined the medicine, when they tell the doctor, Mesalin will remove headache, doctors say, I agree. Because after giving Mesalin to some of their patients, headache come out. Yeah. That is how it is. It took the prophetic mind to see Jesus in this. People can still argue it. To tell us what this prophecy here, this promise here did not happen till New Testament. How many years went by before it happened? All along, people in between will be saying it's lie. Let us live and enjoy our life. He got to a time, the pastors and the prophets in the Old Testament, they started drinking and enjoying themselves. They don't even have time for prayer again. Individual people, they're employing pastors. Just as some of us we do. We send money, we employ them. Pray for me. You can't pray for yourself any longer. Fast for me. You can't fast for yourself any longer. Read Bible for me. You can't read Bible for yourself any longer. Meanwhile, the word of God said, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Because while you are reading the Bible, God himself by the Spirit will be revealing truth and equipping you with the power to be able to use them. We are talking about understanding the times. How can you be able to predict yourselves by observing your own character and behavior? How is it that you are able to predict yourself? You are able to know what your husband can say or what your wife can say, and you are not able to predict the time. How are you thinking? You are not even able to predict how to make money. What are you thinking? I told us last year, as any pocket that will be full, including my own, Any pocket that will be full, we have here. Without this place, no pocket can be full. This place plus hard work makes here plenty. No empty mind, no empty head gets money. It is a mind that is full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that gets wealth. Understanding the time. The book of Genesis 6, which I already referred to, from 11, we said the earth also was corrupt before God. Corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh has corrupted its way upon the earth. How did the corruption come? He said the angels, the demons, they came and they took women by force and started having children. All the fallen angels started sleeping with women. They turned to human beings and started sleeping with women, and women gave birth to giants, and these giants became so violent, they teach men how to do wickedness, and wickedness overtook the place. And then God said, I am going to destroy the earth. He said what? I am going to destroy the earth. He said, the earth, end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, when he was destroying the earth, he told Noah. He said, take care, build me an ark. I will save you, that you are righteous, that your ways are clean, that you have accepted me. I will save you and your children. Did it not happen? He was building the ark. God didn't tell him that this thing that I'm going to do will happen in 70 years' time. Some people say it's 120. For me, I think it's 70 years. Hereabout. Because God spoke to Noah while Noah was 500 years. And Bible tells us that at the age of 500 years, he gave birth to his children. And the children were not triplets. He gave birth to the children with space. And then these children, they did what? They got married and they have wives. They didn't have grandchildren, but already have wives. So for you to give birth to children and for you to now get married, at least some years will pass. Abi? So that is why when some people said it's 120, I read the Bible, I said, no, I don't agree. I don't have time to go into that research because of our time. But I feel it is 70 years, just like the 70 years of the Babylonian. When Daniel read the books and he said, the time for the freedom has come. Nevertheless, 70 years or 100 years or 120 years, the fact is that it did not happen the next year. He was building the ark and there was no sign, no storm, no flood, even in little ways, to prove that what he is saying could be true. There was no sign. But at the appointed time, when the time reached, he finished building the ark. He and his family and all the animals entered into the ark. God himself shut the ark, and the rain started falling. Remember one thing. He said, every word that I speak, each one of the word, not a jot of my word will pass away. It shall all be fulfilled, because God is not a man. So let us stop deceiving ourselves and make ourselves ready. Amen. Rain fell, and then the Bible said, when Noah was 600 years, the rain came. So is that not a generation? 500, he had the what? 600, the rain came. In between preparation time, a lot of people never believed, except him and the children of God. That is his family. So we are talking that we should learn to prepare. This is not the time for eating and drinking, for fighting and quarreling, for necessary things in your home, in your family. Bible said it and said it very clearly. He said, wives, submit to your husband. Chicken, huh?
Now so you write down this. Husband, love your wife. Shikena. That is what is written there. Both of you honor yourselves. So there is no thing that you can say, he does not love me because of that, I will not submit myself to him. Or you as a man, she's not submissive because of that, that I will not love. God say, love her and give yourself to her, just as Jesus gave himself to the church. Woman, call your husband Lord, just as Sarah, your mother, an example in Christ, called Abraham Lord. You don't come for say, Wahala. This is the time we should be observing. Observing the word of God. Because we are in the times of preparation. God spoke it. It does not happen that time. He gives time for repentance. He gives time for us to change. Before he comes to do what he wants to do. This is not a time that I will say somebody offend me. No, it's a time of preparation. We should prepare ourselves and repent of all our evil doings. Pursue peace and ensure that peace is in your life and is in your home. Amen. The Bible tells us again in Genesis 15. God told Abraham in Genesis 12, he said, come out of your people and I will bless you. Why is he making it again now? Come out of your people and I will bless you and make you to be what? A blessing. Then Abraham did not have a child. 25 years. Look at the time that God used to prepare him for that child, Isaac, to come. 25 years. The promise came. Look at when it happened. Even Abraham, our papa Abraham, himself slept with Hagar. If not for the grace of God that helped him, he was already destroyed now. I mean, it was the grace of God that helped him, that shaped him, because God does not fail in his promise. Why am I saying this and I keep repeating it? Because the time of the word is not the fulfillment of the word. So the Bible encourages us to say, do not grow weary. Do not grow weary in doing good. Do not grow weary in doing the rightful things. Do not grow weary so that you can receive the reward. I must not grow weary. I should not be tired of doing the rightful things, of obeying God, of living in righteousness. We must not be tired. Instead, we should renew our mind to do it. Yes, Jesus Christ has paid the price. Our name, so be so, is already written. Because a book of Ephesians said, according to the works that has been written in the book, from the foundation of the earth, that we should walk in it. Your name and my name, therefore the book of life. But we walk towards it. Amen. He said, so in Genesis 15, God told him that he should bring sacrifice. When he brought the sacrifice, sorry, I didn't call the first, from 11. When he brought the sacrifice, he brought fowl, brought this, and built the altar and gave the sacrifice. But what did God say after the sacrifice was given? God did not tell him that now you will have your child. God told him about the future. He said, when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abraham brought them away. That one, a witchcraft, he wants to spoil the program. Where did the fowls come from? He was still standing here. He did the sacrifice. He gave offering to God. He tried to obey the word of God. Witchcraft came, manipulators came. They want to eat the carcass. But the offering was not for them. The offering was not for Satan. The offering was for God. Why should the fowl come and eat it? Why should witches and wizards and powers of darkness come and take what is offering to God? He was wise enough. He had discernment enough. I decree that what you are prepared to give to God, you will not give it to Satan. You will not allow Satan to take it from you in Jesus' name. Abraham drove them away. That which you are giving to God, whoever is coming to your life to manipulate you, may God strengthen you to drive them away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. He said, and when the sun was going down,
a deep sleep fell upon him.
God speaks to us through dreams, through visions.
And at times it could be fearful. Daniel had a dream. After the dream, the Bible said Daniel was sick for some time. Have you dreamed that you will see horrible things? And then when you wake up, your body is so weak. You are so tired, you can't move because of dream. At times it's revelations of the future. I remember some times ago, I dreamed even 3 years ago of problem, people running into scatter. I had to be screaming, "Go to church, go to church, go to church, go to church." I was calling everybody. When I ran, go to church, me myself with car. I saw storm, I saw the houses, earthquake. Carried my family. I said, "Yeah." We came and we all had to hid here. It was here, so all of us that we came here, we were all safe. It was here that the helicopter was coming to supply us with food.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, my dream. That period I was afraid. I said, "What is going on? What is going on?" Before I knew it, about a few months later, our house made earthquake.
They say earthquake will happen for 8 hours. I said, "My God, have mercy. I don't want to go through such thing. I'm on the 14th floor."
Welcome.
I'm on the 14th floor. And then I don't give myself peace of mind. I said, anyway, by the time it will go down, we on 14th floor, we go free because I will go there up. We don't get that inside crack.
That was how I defeated the fear.
So he said, "A deep sleep fell upon Abraham, and lo, an horror of great darkness, because of judgment, because of mourning, an horror of great darkness fell upon him." Continue this. Hallelujah. I hope you are following me. "And then God said unto Abraham, and said, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance." After that, even I think 16 or 17 or 18, the Bible said that fire from God came and now consumed the sacrifice. The thing where we say witchcraft, we want carry, go manipulation, we want thief, and consume it. If not that Abraham drove away the vows, the things that wanted to collect it, God wouldn't have had anything again. But and it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace, not fowls of the head, a smoking furnace, not fowls of the head, a smoking furnace, and a burning lamp passed between those pieces and created a covenant. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. To prepare for the fulfillment of the word of God, of any prophecy, watch and pray. If you have said, "After all, I've already offered the sacrifice," don't allow the fowl to eat the carcasses that you have prepared for God. The Lord made covenant and told thee. What am I? Why am I saying this? This never happened until Abraham was already dead. This promise, Abraham died. Isaac died. Jacob, he died inside the promised land, inside the place where this prophecy will be fulfilled. He died here. Now, after God has given this prophecy, which he has, it was because he gave it to Abraham and said, "Abraham, I will make you a blessing." God raised somebody from the loins of Jacob called Joseph. Before he raised up that person, he had fight. Oh, the Bible tells us of Jacob in the book of Genesis 32. He said Jacob was left alone and he wrestled with a man throughout the night. Watch and pray. He wrestled with a man throughout the night. And then the man, when it was morning, said, "Hey, Jacob, last me low, sing bush there and leave me alone." Jacob said, "I need last English laws." You must be to a statement. "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The angel wound him.
Jacob said, I lie.
They don't come in supplanter for nothing. The angel asked how to summarize it. See the things that happened in between before the fulfillment. How God was preparing them stages by stages, raising up people stages by stages to make the world to come to pass. It never come to pass. That is why at times, when we are having our prophecy spoken unto us, we should remember that we need the gift of men, we need the assistance of the angels. And the Bible said that, watch out, there are numerous witnesses around you. He said, don't even stop from entertaining strangers. Don't withhold from giving help to strangers, because in doing that, you are doing what? You are entertaining angels. A lot of things happen in between that will make your testimony to come and make my testimony to come. Amen. We can't say because it's not happening now, we are giving up. It will surely happen, for God is not a man. Amen. He said, thy name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. Because Jacob did not let go. He said, I will get my blessing. He said, but Israel. How did Israel come? Israel was the promise that was given to Abraham. But when they gave birth to the twins, because of the way he behaved, they called him Jacob. They should have called him Israel. Man manipulated the destiny of their own son. They called him Jacob. So he fought. He said, what is your name? Can you imagine angel asking you, what is your name? Angels, they don't know what my name is. How will they minister to me? They don't know my name. He said, my name is Jacob. He said, no wonder we have not been able to minister to you the way we should minister to you. Because you have wrong name. You are carrying a wrong identity. Anyone carrying wrong identity, I decree that God change your identity and make it right. Amen. In your mighty name of Jesus. Amen. He said, but you are Israel, because it is only Israel who is a prince that is able to have power with God and with men and prevail. It can't be Jacob. This thing that, this character you just displayed, this ability you just displayed, this capability you just displayed, is not that of a Jacob, it's that of an Israel. That is why at times I like the prayer of this young man. The Bible said, the mother called him Sorrow. But he refused to bear the name Sorrow. Even when they were calling him Sorrow, he had dignity, he had integrity, he was an honest person. The Bible said concerning him, this character is so good, that Jabez is more honorable than all his brethren. He did not allow what the world called him to define him. Jabez did not allow what the people are talking and saying to change what he knows to be truth. He looked at everybody around him and said, is it not the same God? I know this God to be good. Look at the way he's blessing people. He even blessed my own brothers. Why will I be in poverty? God is not wicked. God is not wicked. He convinced himself. I will say, you are more honorable. And then he said, Father, bless me indeed. And God bless him. He said, bless me, but bless me to the stage that I must worship you and serve you to the end. Don't bless me and let money take over my brain. Character, integrity, dignity in a man. He said, your name is Israel. Your name is not Jacob. There must be the identity that you must have in you. Honesty and integrity that prove that indeed you are sons and daughters of God. That you can tell God, no way, it is not what you have written. Can you imagine that God will say, when Sodom and Gomorrah, he wanted to destroy them. He said, but how can I go and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah without telling Abraham? I've made a covenant with him. I won't do anything. I will have to let him. So God brought in Jacob, changed the name to Israel, which is what we are connected to today, so that the blessings of Abraham through the blood of Jesus that is sacrificed on us and granted us salvation, that blessing can also be our own, because it's the blessing that he said, and through thee all the nations of the earth shall be born. But he didn't call Abraham Israel. He called Jacob Israel. Jacob is dead. By the time Israel was formed, his bone don't already far. Don't they? When the bone don't rotten. Before the nation of Israel was formed. Never you be saying that they, I don't hear, I don't think. Understand the times. We are coming to that, oh. We are coming to that. Not say time don't go. I will take my time. We will extend it in next month, no problem. Because we are going to deal with the statue of Daniel chapter 2. And then Ezekiel, all the animals, the empires, the nations that have passed, and what kind of kingdom are we now? It is in the Bible. We need to learn it. Amen. Again, in Genesis 35, something happened in between. And then again in Genesis 35, 9, he said, God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Now it's where they call you. Oh, he never reached it. Genesis 35. I don't get time now. He said, and God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And then God said, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. And kings shall come out of their loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked to him. All this were happening because Abraham had a covenant with God. And Abraham washed and prayed. He did not allow the fowls of the air to eat the carcass. God has to produce Jacob. Turn Jacob's name to Israel. God now has to, through the same method of dream and vision, he spoke to Joseph. The Bible said Joseph dreamt in the book of Genesis. I go rush out now because today I don't go fit deal again with Daniel 2. My plan was to deal with Daniel 2 today, but that will be next week. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Before we go to Genesis, let's just read this quickly. Job 33:14. He said, for God speaketh once, yes, twice, yes, yet. God spoke once. Yeah, twice, yet man perceived it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, it slumbers upon the bed. Then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. The purposes of man are horrible. Pride overtakes man. He said, but for him to save man, that is what he does. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. But how does he reveal this truth? Through the dream. Through the vision. Amen.
Amen.
He dreamt and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him. Now, seven is what I wanted. Seven, the dream itself.
Because I'm talking and telling us that we cannot understand the times unless we are gifted to understand the times, or we listen to those who search, who make research. That is why I'm saying this. He said, behold, we be abiding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. He didn't say me. He said my property. But they got the understanding and they said, and you mean say we will serve you. Did you see the interpretation? He said, my corn, me and you, we did farm. Both of us have corn. Your corn bow to my corn. That was the dream. Your corn bow to my corn. That they interpreted, did you mean that you shall reign over us? He dreamt again. He now added another one to it. He said, the sun, the moon, they bow to me. The papa said, even we. Was it not a dream? Did it happen? We saw it. He was taken to Egypt. The parents, they came to Egypt. He was the one feeding them. When they came to Egypt, they did not know that it was Joseph. They all bowed to him. The brothers, all the senior brothers, they lie down. They prostrated. The dream came to pass, but not the year. By the time the dream will come to pass, Joseph have another status. By the time the dream will come to pass, they did not even recognize Joseph when they saw Joseph. His tongue has changed, his voice has changed, everything about him has changed. But Joseph knew them. Until he revealed himself that I'm your brother. They thought they have already destroyed Joseph's life. But the word of God is too strong. He said, at his appointed time, he shall come to pass. So let us not take these times for nothing. Before it came, I told us, 2019, that we are entering into the year that God said to me, Rachel, tell them that man wants to make mechanized of people. Coronavirus came, we heard that it does not kill. Yet, a lot of testing, it all cost money. Vaccine, it cost money. Now it's going to be by fire, by thunder. It cost money. Manipulation. The word of God said it. But where is it taking us to? That is what we are talking about. We might be saying it will not happen. What about if it happens? We might be saying, this is not the time. Jesus is not coming again. What about if it is the time? How are you preparing? How are you getting ready? How is your life? We will show us through the Bible, through the examples. Because Bible said that everything that happens in the Old Testament, he said there are shadows of things to come. All these things I've just said now, they are all shadows of things that happen. May the Lord bless his word. Jesus' name.